now.
Serving the universe.
Now.
And I have news for everybody.
From random locations all over the world.
It's the show that everyone has been waiting for.
We'll take the stage.
Live and in person.
This is Random Overflow.
The flow of information.
With DJ Roberts.
And the great Charlie, and a special guest in studio today. She's on her lunch break, so we can't keep her for too long. But welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome. Lots of cool stuff to get to today. Like I said, we have a very special guest I want to introduce y'all to, whom I got to meet yesterday for the first time in person. It's really, really cool. I don't know.
So cool that he actually called me after I got home from work just to tell me about it.
Yeah, I was like, guess who I'm with right now? And you're like, who, DJ? Casper? No. Anyway, so yeah. Should we introduce her now?
Yes.
Okay. We'd like to introduce to the show for the very first time on Random Overflow 2.0, Ms. Andrea. Hello, hello, hello. You gonna say something? Are you nervous?
Hello, everybody.
No.
Thank you so much for joining us. What did you think about yesterday? I love that that place that you took me out to eat. You know, you told me to. Well, I took you out, but you know, you told me about this place. Of course, you had to choose the most expensive place in Lapeer after my doctor's appointment. You're like,
You like steak, so I knew.
I love steak. Oh my gosh. I still have it in the back of my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why haven't you brought it inside in the fridge?
I don't know.
I know. I was
No. So, yeah, we went and had steak. Both of us did. It was really good. What was the name of that place?
It's Lucky's Blind Fish.
Lucky's Blind Fish.
Hmm.
And it's in Lapeer.
Yeah, I've never been to Lapeer before.
No. It's a haul. Yeah. It was like a couple hours.
I mean, I know it's, yeah, like not like around, kind of like not too far away from Flint.
And they had this really cool thing. It reminded me of the Everglades. You know, have you ever seen like pictures of like the boardwalks through the woods?
Yeah.
And so we went on something like that, and it was really, really cool. We saw like fish jumping everywhere. It was like crazy. But Andrea, I guess I should introduce you as my significant other, my new significant other. Does that feel awkward or what?
No.
No?
Feels amazing.
It's amazing? Aw. See, I told you she was nice. She's nice.
You're my soulmate.
Your soulmate. You think that already?
Yes.
All right. All right. What do you think, Charlie?
That's really sweet.
Aw. Charlie's soulmate works at...
Jersey Mike's.
Someday he'll be on the show.
Maybe.
We all want to hear from Jersey Mike guy. That would be awesome.
Though I do have a boyfriend right now.
Jersey Mike.
What's that?
Leave in the comments how many
want to
hear from Jersey Mike.
Yeah, if you want to hear from Jersey Mike, leave it in the comments. Jersey Mike guy, AKA Charlie's crush. the guy that. That's really nice to her. And we care about Charlie a lot on the show.
I hope my boyfriend never hears this.
It just came out my nose. You got coffee to come out my nose. Oh, man. Anyway. So, Andrew, tell us about yourself. We want to hear. We want to hear about you. It's important.
What do you want to hear?
Anything. Tell us about your 70 chickens. She's got 70 of them. Yeah.
My 70 chickens and 7 rabbits?
Yeah, and last night I was like on the phone with her as I was driving back, and I'm like, all right, you got to be honest with me. You got to tell me, how many are you emotionally attached to? I got to know. She could not answer the question. She kept dodging the answer. She was just like, bring something else up. And I'm like, no, you got to tell me. How many of these animals do you want to keep eventually, you know? But 70 chickens, and how many of those 70 are like the kind that you eat? Are they all like leg? They're all 70 are?
They lay eggs.
How many eggs do you say you get in a day on average with 70 chickens?
They're only 12. The babies don't lay yet.
How many babies do you have?
40.
40? Okay.
38.
So
39.
So that means you have like, okay, so that means you have like 30 like regular chickens that and you only get 12 a day with 30 chickens?
Well, right now, the bigger ones are laying right now.
Oh, okay.
It's because of the weather.
Why? What's up with the weather?
They don't lay as much.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so all winter, you don't get a lot of eggs? Like, the colder it gets, the less eggs you get? Really?
Yeah, because the winter, the darkness affects the egg layers.
Ah.
The darkness and the cold.
Yeah. And how many rabbits again? 7?
Yeah.
Aw. What are their names? I always ask that question when you introduce me to an animal. What's its name? I gotta know. Did you name them all or no?
Yes, I do.
All 7?
Yeah.
Really? Like that.
Yeah.
So
all 7 of them are named.
What's that? All 7? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever plan on eating any rabbits? I've never had rabbit in my life.
No.
No?
That's gross.
Charlie's a vegetarian. Did you know?
No, they're not. None of my animals are to eat.
None of them?
No.
What about your dog?
They're gonna die on the farm.
I'm joking. It's just a negative connotation when it comes to that. So one time I took my mom out to this nice restaurant, and it was a Chinese restaurant, and the bathroom, I'm serious, I'm not embellishing or joking at all. It was decked out in dogs. Like, it was dog themed. Like, they had dog towels, they had like a little soap dispenser that was a dog, and I was like, okay, this is a little awkward, you know, because why would you do that?
It kind of reminds me, I was in a gas station bathroom one time, and they just randomly had like a poster of Beauty and the Beast in there. The live action version, to be specific.
Is it a trucker bathroom?
No, it was one of the...
I'll watch me some Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
No, it was literally one of the gas stations here in town.
Just in a random
poster?
Yeah,
literally random.
Was it like a gross bathroom?
No, not too bad.
Okay. So it was a classy bathroom because it was clean and it had Beauty and the Beast up.
Yeah,
okay.
The live action version.
Okay.
Which I don't know why.
Andrea, do you want to share where you work or anything? Like, you don't have to say the place that you work, but what you do or where we want to know.
I work for a hospital.
She works for a hospital. Mm-hmm. So when I die,
I do payment posting. I don't do that portion of it.
Oh, okay. So the payment posting. So when we get that bill in the mail, it's because of you.
No.
I'm joking.
I do the payment posting.
Okay, so she does payment posting.
Which reminds me, my doctor called me yet again today telling me that I owe $20 from my, last doctor's...
I know, why are they so petty? They're like, I got a bill in the mail and they wanted to threaten to send me to a collection agency for $3.
What?
$3. I'm like, you can't write that off.
No.
You can't write off $3. I've spent thousands with you over this last year and you can't write off $3. Like how many times I've been in the hospital, for a whole month this last month.
And what did I tell you to do, because you have certain insurance.
Well, we'll talk about that later, but she's already telling me how I need to fix things.
Oh,
like, because I'm just the guy that I get a bill in the mail, I just pay it. I don't like really
fight,
but Andrea's like, no, you can do this, and I'm like, ooh, that is attractive. Who wants to save money, right?
Because definitely it's like, I don't know, I just really have a hard time speaking up. Even if I have like a reason to share concern or anything like that, or express my dissatisfaction. Because I'm just worried if I complain, even if I'm like the nicest person possible, the other person on the line is just going to be like, oh, geez, another Karen.
Do you deal with a lot of Karens at work, sweetie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about your coworkers? Are there any Karens that are on your team?
Oh, yeah.
Let it all out. They're not listening.
No, they're not listening. Oh, I can't say that.
She shows me off to everyone. She's like, he's on the radio. Look. And like, she plays different things. And I'm just like,
so cute.
I know. Like, someone that takes interest in what I do and like shows me off to her friends and stuff. Wow, I like this. I feel popular. I feel like a celebrity. I mean, my kid called me a celebrity one time, and like, no, DJ Roberts is a celebrity. And then I said my real name. I'm like, he's not. Like, because I'm two totally different people. Would you agree with that? Like, on air and off air, I'm two different people.
I don't know.
Andrea doesn't think so either. But I do. I definitely feel like I'm a different person in person than I am. I'm definitely a lot crabbier in real life.
I wouldn't have known. I don't know. Even when I've seen you in like a kind of pissed off mood, you still seem pretty, you know, like you don't you don't take it out on other people.
Oh, you should have been in the conference room the other day when I screamed and slammed my... You were in the conference room, but you left. You'd already left.
Of course. I leave, that's when stuff happens.
No, and both Dina and Bob are like, dude, you need to calm down. Like the Taylor Swift song, you need to calm down. And I was like, I was pissed off at this guy. I'm not going to give his name or anything, but he owns like a local DJing business. So I went to go DJ a wedding for him and his equipment didn't work.
Oh.
And so he's like, yeah, I had to refund that whole thing. And I'm like, not my problem. We agreed on a price. You know, I was there. I made it work with the broken equipment. I like bypassed all of the like they had a mixer like something like this. And I bypassed it all and went right from the iPad to the amplifier speaker. And I figured it all out. I hooked up the microphone to the speaker and we just used the speaker. That would have been a complete disaster if someone who wasn't technically and
technologically advanced.
Yeah, if someone wasn't inclined in that, that would have been a complete disaster. There wouldn't have been any show. And imagine a bride and a groom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I at least made the show happen. And then it's not my fault you had to refund the whole thing. I wouldn't have refunded the whole thing. I mean, they still had music. I stayed there an hour later. And so this guy's like, yeah, what did he say? I'm wrestling with how much to pay you for this. I'm like, dude, are you serious?
I feel like you should get paid extra for that because, like, it would have turned into a crap show.
And so I've told different people around the building about this, especially in the conference room when I slammed my fist down and I was screaming. And they're all like, yeah, he's a D-bag. He's screwed over so many people over the years. He just screws people over. He screws people over.
Though I thought, like, for a DJ, I thought, like, I don't know. I always assumed that DJs always brought all of their own equipment to gigs. Like, you get equipment provided to you?
Yeah, it's through the company.
Oh, okay. I think I'm just DJ so used for. To people just doing it independently. I didn't know there was, like, an
I've
actual...
done it independently. I have my own equipment and stuff. And I tell you what, I would have tested that crap before I went out to a wedding that they were paying, what, $2,000 for? Yeah. So, yeah, he owes me $500 and
yeah, you gotta like
he said I'll send you the check in the mail. I gave him the address to this place. Has it showed up in the mail yet? No. How long's it been? 2 weeks. Andrea, what do you think I should do? Honey, what do I do, babe?
Take him to small claims court.
Yeah, but I don't have anything in writing. It's just when you shake someone's hand, when you're a man?
Yeah.
When you're a man and you shake someone's hand, it's an agreement. Like, dude, I'm not going to let you down.
Find some big-looking mob boss-looking type
of
guy.
Yo, some money to Mr. Roberts. Yeah. You're going to pay up or you're going to be sleeping with the fishies.
Yeah.
Yo, some money to Mr. Roberts.
Baseball bat and everything. Maybe we can hire my brother. He looks like Tony Soprano.
Charlie's brother looks like Tony Soprano, so I hear. I never met him, but I want to meet him. Because to be a brother to this girl, you're probably pretty badass.
Handshakes don't work anymore.
I know. It's BS. Ugh. So anyway.
Though, you got to teach me how to, like, I would like to start DJing one of these days for events. I need to learn how to get my foot in the door in that kind of business.
It's a lot of money. It's good money.
Yeah, and I need money.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, everyone needs money. Andrea, you want me to teach you how to DJ a wedding? No?
I'll go with you.
You will? Yeah. Of course you would. Other people wouldn't, but you would. Yeah, thanks. Anyway, Andrea, you are just been one of the kindest people I've ever met. Like, you're just super nice to me. I don't know why you're nice to me. Like... I don't think I deserve it, to be honest with you.
I mean, that's how nice. I feel about the Jersey Mike's guy. He's super nice to me, and I don't know why.
Why? Why are people nice to us, Charlie?
I don't know.
Come on, talk about me some more. Talk about me some more. Talk about how important I am. Come on.
Yeah, stroke his ego, Andrea.
You're amazing.
What's that?
Because you're amazing.
Oh, okay. Well, you're amazing too. You know that, right? Yeah. Come all the way to Lapeer after my appointment yesterday. That was really kind of you. And then I sent her flowers the other day too.
Yeah, I remember because I saw it in the search history on our Chrome browser.
She saw it in the search history. She goes, "Were you ordering flowers for?" I'm not gonna say where you live, and I'm like, "Yeah, how do you know, stalker?" So I guess it was left in the search history. So, but
you're amazing.
Well, you're not the first girl I've sent flowers to. You're the first one to say I'm amazing after sending them. I mean, I've sent them in the past, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, thanks. You didn't have to do that. I'm serious.
Because you are.
I know. Stroke my ego more. Tell me about how cool I am. Should we share about the conversation this morning when you woke me up at 5:30?
Which one?
Our conversation this morning when I was waking up on the couch. I'm joking. I'm just trying to make you feel awkward. No, I wouldn't get into that. But no, she wakes me up every morning, which I love because it's so hard for me to wake up in the morning. And so I go after she calls me. The first thing I do is I go to the kitchen. I get a nice coffee and then I take my ADHD medicine and then I wake up for the day. And I like haven't been able to do that in such a long time. It's hard for me to wake up in the mornings. It's really hard. But with someone that wakes you up every day, it just makes life so much easier. So, yeah, there's that. Andrea. Should we talk about the age difference here?
You can.
I can? Mm-hmm. Andrea is a few years older than me.
How many years exactly?
Should I tell her?
You can.
9.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying no in German. No, she's 9 years. 9 years older than me.
That's not bad.
It was a little intimidating. I'm not going to lie. I was a little intimidated. And I was like, not because like I didn't think that, you know, she was pretty or anything. I was just like, what if we don't like match? Like we don't like enjoy the same things, but we do. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say age is just a number, but that's not. Right, yeah. No. That's, okay.
That,
okay. Okay.
That hasn't, what is that called? It's that hasn't aged well.
Age is just a number.
Yeah, yeah.
And jail Freak. Is just a place.
I mean, come on. Are you a cradle robber?
No.
I've never heard that term before.
All right, so I'm taking the boys to Cedar Point this weekend.
Cedar Point is still open?
Yeah, they're open for their Halloween weekends.
Oh.
I don't know if they still call it that because they're you know, working with Six Flags. And you want to hear some BS about that? Like,
yes.
Apparently, they charge you extra for the haunted houses now. It's not included in the price. Like, you have to pay, like, a haunted house fee when you go in into the haunted houses.
Well, that's a good thing I don't do haunted houses, then.
Why not?
Because I get easily scared. That's why.
What if Jersey Mike guy had his arms around you? Would you do it? Would you do a haunted house with me?
Okay. Because I'd be like this.
What if I had my arms around you and I'm like, don't worry, I'll protect you.
Then
would you do it?
You have to because I...
What? What?
I'd be like, you... I'm with Charlie.
Yeah? All right, and I'll go in with the boys. The boys, they're grabbing onto me like this the whole time. And they're like, I'm not afraid of you. And the guy's like, rah! And they're just like squeezing onto me.
I'd be doing the same thing.
What?
Be squeezing on because, yeah.
I don't mind it. I like to be squeezed. It's fine with me. No problem. So, yeah, we're going. I have to book the hotel.
You haven't done that yet?
No. And they're going to be packed this weekend. So we might have to stay in a different town, maybe. I don't know.
Get on it, dude.
I do. I need to jump on it. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend. What are your plans?
Oh, nothing, and nothing.
What?
There's like nothing to do this weekend, and I'm broke again, so.
Yeah, we need to get you DJing weddings. You'd do a good job.
Yeah. Those just like, I don't know, like there's always this part of me that's like worried, what if like I don't do a good enough job because... Mm. I don't know, growing up, people would always tell me, Charlie, your taste in music sucks. Nobody ever listens to that. And I would be like, what if I just play stuff, yeah, that nobody likes?
No.
That I thought people would like.
You get so many drunks that come up in your face, and they stink of booze. Like, their whole breath is just like, you could get drunk off smelling their breath. Like, play Charlie Daniels Band! Like, okay, step back a little.
What's the weirdest request you've ever gotten while DJing?
Probably Barbie Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not...
It's not too weird, but it's... Yeah. I wouldn't request it.
I'm a Barbie Girl. There's one time I went to a cousin's wedding, and yeah, I gave them a request, a DJ request. They had like a huge line of people wanting to request a song, and they never played mine, and I was so upset.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to talk with Andrea. You got someone at the door. Sorry. Andrea, Charlie has to step out for a second.
Okay.
So it's just you and I now. So what are your plans for the weekend besides talk to me? Nothing?
Nothing really.
Nothing at all?
Nothing besides going to do errands.
Like, what kind of errands? We got bills to pay, things to do, people to meet. What?
No,
I'm so glad that you came on the show.
For the animals?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna take care of the animals all 30, 50, 70, 90, something like that. 77. So 70 chickens and 7 rabbits. Do you have any cats?
No.
Okay. Well, you need a cat in a barn, right? Because they like eat the mice.
Yeah, but I don't have a barn.
Well, you've got the sheds. You need a shed cat.
No. My daughter wants a cat.
Yeah, you gotta have a cat. I mean, cats are. You gotta at least have one
cat.
She
wants an indoor cat.
Oh. Wow. No. You get it spayed or neutered, and then you just, like, you know, do your thing outside, go to the bathroom outside, and then you can come in, and...
But
just, like,
cat.
Exclusively indoor? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame her. What are you...
A little dog.
Yeah. You don't have a dog either, do you? Yeah, because you never talked about it. I got a one-eyed dog. Staying with my mom.
You said that.
Ever since I went to the hospital, I couldn't take care of the dog when I was in the hospital, so he's been over there ever since. And then since I stay in Mount Pleasant so much, I just started staying in Mount Pleasant a lot. So I don't go home a lot. So it wouldn't be a good.
Bring back.
What's that?
Bring one back.
Bring the dog back? What? She's 15. She's got one eye. She's old. She's like losing hair and crap. Charlie! Can't do this without you. I can't carry the ship without you. No. No, you and I could carry this ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about how awesome I am some more?
Yeah, you're amazing.
Thank you. Oh, she's back.
Yeah. Lori didn't know we were recording a podcast, so when I told her, she's like, get back in there!
Oh. It's not a podcast.
Talking about her now.
It's
oh,
a
sorry, radio
show.
Yeah.
Gotta get it right.
Or else what? You'll deduct, like, one penny off of my paycheck?
like Mr. Scrooge? No. No. It's up to me. You'd be making $1 million a year.
What'd I miss?
She's just telling me about how amazing I am.
Oh.
And how she doesn't have any animals, but her daughter wants a cat.
Aww.
Yeah. Charlie's got a cat.
I got two.
Two. Are they well behaved? Oh, you said that you didn't get the one fixed, and so it'll jump on the other and hug them. They'll hug each other.
But it doesn't happen that often. Like he's calmed down a little bit. It used to be a much bigger problem, like last year. It still happens from time to time, and I'm very, very.
Does the other one hate it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame it.
But otherwise, they don't really. I mean, they'll like have their moments every now and then, but they get along for the most part.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's got a cat, a cat that hasn't been neutered. So likes to go around and hug the other cats. And the reason why I'm saying hug is because my kids, I was talking to them on the phone and their mom was in the room, and they're like, "Honey needs to get fixed because she keeps on hugging me, or he keeps hugging me." And I'm like, and then I spoke up to my ex and I was like, "Is hugging what I think it is?" And she goes, "Yeah, yeah." So yeah, I'm
not the
excited.
Birds and Bees episode yet.
What's that?
Want the birds and the bees talk yet?
No. No. <I know. laughs> They're like little. Like,
I know.
I don't think I ever got the actual talk.
Neither did
ever.
I.
It's just like.
Did you ever get the talk? No?
No. We just had the class.
The class? Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
parents just assume you're going to learn all that in school. I don't have to be awkward.
Well, I remember when I was younger, just like my mom just told me about, like the anatomy. And then that was just
yeah.
And then just like left it at that. Didn't really tell me anything else. And she did kind of tell me, like
water out
where babies really come from. You know,
stork, right? That's where they come from. I also heard a rumor that the belly button opens up and they come out of the belly button. Is that how it works?
I don't know. You should
know.
You have two kids yourself.
Yeah, I was in the room. I cried like a baby. Oh my gosh, I could not hold it together. Like my wife, at the time, she's like, "It's just a baby," and I'm like, "So beautiful."
I would rather for a man to act like that rather than I hear horror stories about the way men behave when they're.
I cut the cord for both.
Yeah,
yeah, that's freaky, cutting skin.
Yeah,
because you think it's gonna hurt, but it doesn't.
And it's just like, I don't know, I just couldn't, I just think of if I were in that position, I wouldn't want anyone in that room. I don't care who you are.
Not even your BF?
No, not even if you were
your
the father.
Husband?
I don't know, because it's just I've seen many birthing videos. I know what it looks like. I don't want anyone seeing that.
Well, the doctor's going to see that.
Okay, doctors, yeah, because that's their job.
That's okay. That's okay for the doctor.
Yeah, but nobody who personally
a complete stranger can see it.
No,
but not someone that you love.
No. Only doctors, I would allow them to see it. I don't want anyone else to see that because it's just I feel like that would scar
you. Not even
for
the
life.
Love of your life. Jersey Mike guy, if you and Jersey Mike guy had a kid, you wouldn't let him see that happen?
No.
It's a miracle. It's beautiful.
It's gross.
Okay, it's a little bit awkward. And
I just, I just wouldn't.
That kid's going to have a lot of hair. You know what movie that's from?
Is that from Knocked Up?
Yeah.
Is there, cause
that kid's going to have a lot of hair.
I was just watching that. That's what I'm thinking of right now. All the guys, just going in and out and just be like, nope.
No, I didn't. I wasn't actually looking at the baby coming out. I wanted to see it, but I was right next to her. When it was happening. Mm-hmm. And I could not hold it together. It's just such an amazing thing when you see something you helped create, come to fruition. Like you were dreaming about the day forever and then it's actually there and it actually happens and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a dad. Like, it's not about me anymore. It's about this human. It's not about me anymore. And yeah, I just wasn't able to keep it together.
There's like a short in my cord of the headphones.
Sorry.
I fixed it.
Good.
We're good right now.
Good. Okay, so. Not even Jersey Mike guy.
No.
What about you, Andrea? Was your ex in the room when your daughter was born?
I had a C-section.
Oh, okay. Those, I hear they're very painful.
Yeah, I've couldn't even, it's weird. I watched many birthing videos and was able to get through that, but I could not finish an entire C-section video. I'm like, nope,
mm-mm,
I can't do it.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. That's weird.
Yeah, it's not very fun.
No. What about what about breastfeeding? Were you a breastfeeder? Or no? Your formula? Yeah. I mean, it's good for the baby, you know, to have the chemicals from their mother, because, you know, they're getting all the chemicals from their mom from the umbilical cord, and then for them to continue getting that, that's what they get from the breast milk. So I heard it's really good for that. But, you know, me and how jealous I am. Those are mine!
DJ!
What?
Wow!
What?
Things I'll never be able to unhear ever.
I'm the only guy here. Why can't we have like two guys and two
I'll
girls do this show?
I'll see you in church on Sunday, DJ.
I'll be in church. You won't. I will. Andrea probably won't, even though she doesn't have to work on Sunday. Will you go to church on Sunday? I go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. When I'm downstate, I go to church with my dad. When I was in Canada, I went to church in Canada. When I am at home, I go to my home church. Yeah, it's important stuff. I don't want to spend eternity in a lake of fire. No. No. I have a personal relationship with Jesus. And I know that he would
That's
want...
That's why he put us together.
Yeah. But I know that he would want a mom to... to, you know, breastfeed, because that's the most healthiest thing for the baby. What? What?
I'm sorry. I just never expected this conversation, so I'm just like, wow.
That's why it's called Random Overflow. That's why it's called Random Overflow.
Hope Bob and Lori never listen to this.
This episode of Random Overflow is brought to you by... Wrong answers only. Go ahead.
Oh, I have no clue.
No wrong answers? I could come up with a couple, but I might lose my job. I love my job, so.
Please, I don't want to have to go through, like, another boss again.
Oh, man. So, Andrea and I did the math. If her and I both want to keep our same jobs and live together, it's like 45 minutes each for us to drive to work, right? Wasn't that it? Which isn't bad.
No, not at all.
Not at all. I think my drive right now is 40 minutes. So, I could do that.
Yeah.
And where was the halfway point?
Think Bay.
Bay City? Is that what you said?
I think so.
Yeah. There's probably nice houses in Bay City. Yeah. Houses that I want.
That's where Jersey Mike's guy is from.
Yeah. That's. Andrea's laughing. She's smiling.
Though it's just like, what do you do in that situation where, like, you know, you're in a relationship that you're just kind of mentally checked out of, and then, you know, there's a man that you've been thinking of and you kind of have a history with, and it's like, you already know, like, yeah, I'd be much happier with this person. Like, what do you do? What do
Andrea,
you do?
Andrea, please, we need you.
You really need to get rid of the guy that you're with.
Thank you! Finally!
But we live together. We, like, pay bills together.
Okay.
He borrows my car.
But your mental health is more important.
It is. And I've told her this. She doesn't listen to me.
Yes, I do.
No, she doesn't. No, you don't.
Your mental health is everything.
It is.
Because you deserve the world.
Yes. You deserve someone that treats you as good as you treat other people. And you are like an angel to people.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you are. I've seen the way you treat complete strangers and like listeners that come in here and pick up their prizes. You are just so nice.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you that you deserve
to be... Don't say it's just your job.
No, it's not just your job.
Don't say it's just your job.
She doesn't mean that.
Because if you're caring and kind, then it's more than a job.
Yeah. She's very caring and kind.
Well, then it's more than a job, but you deserve more than that.
Yeah.
No person deserves to be mistreated.
No. Sorry.
And you deserve the person that you truly need to be with.
Yep.
And I found it in DJ. Aww. I didn't, you know, I've been in those situations that you are in, Charlie, and you need to get out.
I'm not the most perfect person in the world either.
Nobody's perfect.
Well, I'm far from it. Let me just tell you that.
But still.
I mean, it's been a few weeks, so.
I waited for somebody. Yeah. Listen.
But I don't know if we're still on the honeymoon phase, but. What?
Still listen.
I'm listening.
Okay, well. You searched long and hard.
Yeah.
And nobody's treated me like he has ever. And you deserve that too.
Just bought her flowers. Took her out to a nice steak dinner.
Stop. You've done more than that.
Like what?
You took her to that one place with the jumping fish.
Oh yeah, that was nice. Jumping fish. Those fish were huge. And then we saw two turtles swimming under two turtles. And that's exactly what she said too. Aw. And I'm like, oh, I hate turtles.
What did they ever do to you?
They're gross. They're like snakes. They got scales and they stink. They eat worms. Gross. Why would you want a turtle?
I don't know. I mean, I personally wouldn't want one, but they're still animals. They still deserve respect.
Yeah, they deserve respect. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't kill it. I just don't want to look at it. I don't want
to
touch it.
It's weird. I used to be afraid of turtles when I was younger. I remember one time I was out on a walk with my dad, and he pointed a turtle, and I remember I just screamed bloody murder, and I didn't want to walk anymore, and he's like, come on, because it was like, we were walking to the gas station from our house, and he's like, come on, we have to walk, and I'm like, but I don't want to see another turtle again.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
turtle.
She said that the other day. Andrea said that the other day, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
This morning.
Oh, that was this morning?
This morning.
It's all a blur to me. I don't know. Do you think we're just fresh, you know, like in the honeymoon phase?
Or do you think it's been how long?
I don't know. I lost track of time.
You guys are just starting out, so it's like, I don't know. Don't ever ask me for any, like, relationship advice. I'm the worst person.
Oh, you got 10 minutes until your
Yeah, I was going to say, that
lunch break's over.
That's a really long lunch break.
Actually, it's been time, but it's okay.
Oh, it's time to go? It's okay. We'll handle it, and I'll talk to you later on my way to Cedar Point. It'll be fun. What?
Right.
You're giving me the look. No, you don't have to go. You could stay. You could stay as long as you want. There's no limit to how long you can be on the show. No, I appreciate you taking interest in being on the show. And I've had that before, but for someone that just... What I hated was, in the past, it was like always, I would be told, I'm just waiting for things to go downhill. Or the other shoe to drop, or something like that. And I'm like, that's no way to live life. Just enjoy the moment. You know? And when someone can't enjoy the moment because they're worried about the other shoe to drop or whatever, you know, they're worried about, like, your significant other turning out to be a psychopath or something like that. Just enjoy the moment. The good times are what matters. So if you're having a lot of good times, you know... you're supposed to be together thick through thin.
Yeah, but it's hard when you have anxiety and your anxiety,
tells
and it just tells you things that, you know, like I've had mad anxiety over my current situation, and I'm just like, and I've been kind of thinking in the back of my head, like, what if this jersey might, what if he's just like all the other guys?
No, he's
what
not.
What if he's going to blindside you just like all the other guys did?
He's not.
I mean, that would be very, I don't know, like, he's, like, opened up with me about things he's never told anyone, like, not even, like, a past girlfriend or anything, so I would like to think that that makes me special.
Take a leap of faith, Charlie.
Take a leap of faith. We'll be here for you. And then when you go out with Jersey Mike's guy, we'll all go on a double date. Won't that be fun? We should orchestrate something like that. That'd be fun. A double
date?
You
get two for one.
Go to the casino or something? Go for a nice steak dinner?
What am I supposed to eat?
Oh, yeah. you eat what the rabbits eat. Salad. Lettuce. No, but in all honesty, that would be fun.
Who's looking out for you, Charlie?
What's that?
We're just looking out for.
Yeah, we're looking out for you.
I appreciate it.
We care about you.
that whoever's important to him is important to me.
She is important to me. She is very important to me, and that's why I don't like to see her upset. That's why when I come in every day, I say, "Charlie, how you doing?" And she goes, "I'm getting by." And I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
I say that to everybody.
You should be like, "I'm doing great, DJ."
I can't do that in the morning. That's not me. I don't have that much energy in the freaking morning.
You can never do a morning show?
No.
No.
I don't know how you could do it, or you can do it because you're going to. Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because you're going to be the new morning host for Buck 92.3. I don't know how you can do it. That's why I'm so in love with being on the evening slot on the show, because I'm like, that is perfect for me.
Second shift. That's the way to go.
Yes.
Yeah. If you could work any shift, what would you want? The one you're working now? Yeah. Get it done and over with. Get up early in the morning. You're a morning person. I'm not a morning person. Have you noticed that yet? I'm kind of grumpy in the morning. I'm kind of grumpy. When she calls me at 5:30, I'm like, I got to go take my medicine. I don't want to do this. 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 I just want to stay in bed all day.
Get up.
And she's like, get up. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm like, that's what I need. Someone to say, get up. Let's do it.
Oh, I remember I was... It's bad. I'd have like screaming matches with my mom in the morning because of just how much I hated the morning.
I don't want to go to school.
Yeah.
I'm sick. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And then there have been times where, like, I would purposely try to make myself sick the night before. Like, I think there was one day I tried to, like, eat some expired food in the kitchen.
Oh, no!
And it didn't work.
No way. No way.
All right. I probably should get in.
Disgusting! She can't hear it, but... All right. Thank you so much for being on the show.
All right.
That's
I'll talk to you
Andrea.
Afterwards.
Yeah, looking forward to it, babe. Andrea is just treating me like a king. Put God first.
Serve it.
But you know, I'll be a good second. That's good. I appreciate it. All right, sweet thing. Talk to you later.
Gotta get back to work.
All right, have fun. Bye. Anyway, so that's Andrea.
Can I talk? This is like the first time I've ever seen this side of you ever.
What?
Yeah.
What you do you mean?
Like, you were not this like, I literally see a freaking glow in yourself right now. You were not like this when you were with the other person.
Really?
No.
I was hurt. I was freaking hurt. Like, I went in the hospital. Like, that's how messed up I was. I mean, it hurt bad, but it's all good. I'll be fine. That's what I always say. She says, you always say that. I'm like, I do always say that, because I will. I will be fine. I will survive. But, So we hung out yesterday for the first time. I felt like I was in high school, making out in a car. And you know what I like about her?
What?
Like, when you make out with someone and they don't use their tongue. I like that. I'm not a tongue guy. Unless it... Okay, never mind. Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. Anyway. I don't like kissing with the tongue. It's just not me. Not my thing. What about you, Charlie? What about you? You gotta be honest. We're all about honesty. Are you for it or against
no,
it?
No, I use...
What?
I just did not expect for us to, like, go this way in the podcast. Yeah, I know. But
it's a radio show!
Radio show, sorry. But yeah, I use... Can't believe I'm saying this, but in front of my boss, nonetheless. But yes, I use my tongue a lot.
See, but this is her and I shtick. We don't. And I like that. This is like a kiss. I mean, maybe a little teeny bit. We're not like... What? What?
I don't know why. This memory unlocked of mine just okay. now, but it Ooh. Was like, no, it wasn't like that. It was like, there's one time when I was in college, I was just at a party mm-hmm. and my boyfriend at the time was with me and he never drank. Yeah. I always did. So he always had to babysit me at every party. And there was just like one night, yeah, during the party, I just like went up to him and I'm like, I love you. Eh. And I literally just stuck my whole tongue in his mouth. And then he told me about it the next day. And I was like,
I did not do that.
Oh, I know I did. But I'm just like, what, was I really that sloppy? And he was like, oh, yeah, you are far gone, babe. And I'm like, oh.
I've seen people like walk up to other like people and like lick their face like just lick their cheek. I'm like, yeah, that's just weird. I've seen that like happen to people
and then
before.
I'm gonna get I'm gonna get really gross here, but screw it. I don't like this again. College days, yeah. Not like this anymore.
Right.
But there was one time I went to Wayside here in town. The one and only time I ever went. It was for New Year's Eve. I was like 21 at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember at some point I drank too much. So I had to go to the bathroom, take care of that. And then this dude.
Like the video you showed me that you directed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
did you walk out with throw up on your face?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
It was probably all liquid because you were drinking.
No, it wasn't, because actually I was not planning at all to go out that night. I was initially going to stay home. I ordered myself a bunch of Pizza Hut that night. And then my friend calls me. She's like, hey, you want to go hang out tonight for New Year's Eve? I just got out of work. And I'm like,
oh, it was New Year's Eve?
Yeah, that's what I
said. You were just
going to
eat pizza in your apartment?
Yeah.
This is boring. You got to go out for New Year's Eve.
Well, I'd never gone out for New Year's Eve before. So, yeah, she called me and then I changed everything. And I was already like halfway into my Pizza Hut feast when she called me. And I was already drinking already at my own place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take all that food and that and all the drinks I already had in my system, add more and more drinks onto it. And yeah, just. Bleh.
What was your bar tab?
Oh, this you was like years yeah. ago. So I have no idea.
No ballpark estimate?
Maybe 50.
50 bucks?
Yeah. Because I remember I spent at least $10 on one drink at Wayside. Oof. It was called the Bulldozer. They literally dump a whole can of Red Bull in it.
Oh, that's not bad for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You go out to eat and you order a Red Bull. That's going to be pretty close to 10 bucks, but it's like the Bulldozer, so it probably has alcohol and stuff in it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got pretty sick.
Hold on. This is going to be good.
Oh,
no, go ahead. Finish okay. your thought.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I got pretty sick. I threw
Hold
it
on,
up,
Dad.
And then I ended up bumping into this guy when I was at Wayside, and we made out for a little bit while I had puke breath.
Oh, no. Dad, you're on the show.
What?
How you doing? Sorry, Charlie.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Charlie's just telling us about her college days, about how making out with guys with puke breath at the bar.
I hate you.
I know you do. Welcome to Random Overflow, Dad. Thanks for calling in. My dad's got a really cool story about a hooker. You want to hear it?
Yes. Might as well.
He's going to kill me. I can't do it.
Oh.
It's a really good story, though. But it's completely innocent. He's not like a weirdo.
Okay.
It's a completely innocent story. And it's a really good story, but he told me not to share it, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Dad?
I was just going to remind you to bring down the stuff for the car this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think it came in the mail yet. They wouldn't let me print it out there because it was a salvage title. Charlie, I don't know if you're aware. Oh, yeah, you're aware. I bought that car from that repo auction.
Malibu.
Yeah, I bought a car for a repo auction, and I had to go get the title done. And when I went to the Secretary of State on Monday, they told me that I wasn't able to... pick it up in the store. I had to wait for it to come in the mail.
Oh.
Yeah. You were at the Secretary of State, too, this week.
Yeah, because I've been driving with expired tags for, like, forever now.
So if you're on the police
floor... I'm going to have to let you go. You're, like, breaking up. It's really hard for me to hear you.
Oh, well, we can hear you great.
We can hear you great. It's super hard for me to hear. I don't know what's going on, but it's hard for me.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Dad.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Did you say I loved you to your parents when they hung up?
Oh, yeah.
I went many, many years without saying I love you to my dad. Like,
what?
Like, probably until I was, like, 22, maybe. And then, like, one time he just started saying I love you when he was hanging up. I'm like, oh, I love you too, Dad. Oh. Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Like, I hear this joke about how, for some reason, it's hard for dads to tell their sons that they love them. Is it?
Yeah. But he does. Every time he hangs up, he's always... Unless we're in a pissy mood with each other. Then he's like, okay, bye. Bye, Dad. Love you, too. Click.
Well, like, my dad never had a cell phone, so he never called me.
Yeah.
The only time I ever had to talk to him on the phone was when I was in college, and I would call the landline, and he would pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt bad because I could never understand him because he had throat cancer years before, and he had to get his vocal cords removed.
Oh,
he did
no.
get like an artificial voice box, but even then, it was still hard for me
to understand. Like Jimbo from South Park?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, man, that sucks. Was he a smoker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from that. he was still smoking up until his cancer diagnosis.
Oh,
he would like quit on and off so many times.
Yeah, my dad quit. Like, he quit like not that long ago. And then when I quit, I think I was in Colorado for the second time. Yeah. I was in Colorado for the second time when I quit. And you save a lot of money. You save a lot of money when you quit that.
I will admit, like, yeah. So, like,
it's gross. Now when you go back to it, like, if I, like, I'm at a party or something and I'm hanging out at a bonfire, I'll be like, hey, give me one of those. And I'll, like, take a hit and I'll be like, ugh, never mind. Take it back.
Yeah, like, I've never just, yeah, witnessing everything that my dad went through. I mean, even before that, I was like, I'm never going to smoke cigarettes ever. Though I will admit, I've, like, tried it a couple times just to get it out of my system, just any sort of curiosity I had about it. But never once after, like, I would smoke the whole cigarette, but never would be like, oh, I want to go get another one. It was always just, oh, okay, well, I did that.
They're so gross.
Let's move
now on.
You
know, they're just gross.
Like, I actually, I remember I went on a date with a guy one time, like, during this not the Jersey Mike's guy, but there was another guy I was talking to when my boyfriend and I were broken up the first time.
Is this the bad boy?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Of course he smokes.
Yeah, and I remember I could always taste the tobacco in his mouth every time we kissed, and I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, Andrew doesn't smoke, thank God. I don't know. I don't know if I could be with a smoker. Yeah.
And, like, my boyfriend, he was a smoker when I first met him, but, like, he was already in the process of quitting. Like, he was taking Chantix for a while, and that helped him. But one of the side effects is you get really terrible nightmares, so he would literally wake up in the middle of the night just crying because he had a really, like, really scary dream.
From the Chantix?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. I've heard about that, but I've heard that it just gives people, like, weird feelings. It'd probably give me restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
Because I have restless leg syndrome, and I have to take...
So does my boyfriend.
I have to take gabapentin every night before I go to bed. Like, 800 milligrams? That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how much
and
he
sometimes,
has to
take. Even with that 800 milligrams, it doesn't do the trick. Sometimes you still are kicking, and your arms are punching. Your whole body is restless. It's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah, literally. That is the same... Like, he's on the same exact boat as you.
Yeah. So, he takes... same medicine?
That's what I'm guessing. I don't fully remember off the top of my head. I mean, is that like the most prominent?
It's weird. It's a really weird medicine because like it had been like prescribed for many, many years and then they made it a controlled substance. And then like, so like you had to like go through hoops to get it. And then they took it off the controlled substance list. And now I think it's back on. I don't know.
Huh.
It's one of those pills that when you pick them up from the pharmacy, they circle how many and signature, how many, like, verifying that they counted. So, now, I take 3 controlled substances. So, 1 for anxiety and sleep, 1 for sleep, and the gabapentin. I don't know if you'd consider gabapentin to be restless leg syndrome. I don't ever get high taking it. I don't think I could. I don't feel any different. I just know I'm not kicking. It takes the edge off of the kicking, to say the least. It doesn't take it away all the way. But, so. Yeah, restless leg syndrome is a bad thing.
Yeah, because I've seen him had to go through it, and it's like he literally, like, he cannot sit down. He has to keep, like, just pacing around the apartment.
That's why I do all the pacing around here. You see me pace all day.
Oh, yeah.
I pace all frickin' day. Sending emails, I'm pacing. Writing scripts, pacing. You know, doing music. I can log into my computer, my desktop computer that does the music scheduling. I could log in on my phone and I could just pace and move around music and massage the logs that way. It's just what I do. But I'll tell you what, restless leg syndrome is, you don't ever want to experience it in your life.
Yeah. There was one night I like thought I had it, but no, I think that was just a like
I think it was just a bad dream.
No, it was, I'll just say I took something to help me fall asleep easier one night.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that. And, like, there was a moment where I just felt like, oh, like, I just constantly had this urge to keep moving my legs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it only ever lasted that one night, and I've never had to deal with that ever again.
Count your blessings. Because when you get it every night, it sucks. And then when you go to the hospital, they're like, yo, I don't know what to do about that. I'm like, well, I'm prescribed gabapentin. They're like, yeah, but the doctor doesn't want to give you that. And I'm like, it doesn't make me high. It makes it so I don't kick all night. Yeah. Give me my freaking medicine.
So what do you do in the hospital bed when
you just die? You freaking die. I'm telling you what, they don't care. They let you just sit there and kick all night. You ask for medicine every 2 hours, and they're like, yeah, well, the doctor doesn't want anything, so you're screwed. Oh. That's why I hate going to the hospital. They don't treat you right there. They don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always hear this joke about how it's always the girls who bullied you in high school who become nurses.
Yeah, we've talked about that before that on the show.
But it's like, I know, you know, there are some actual good nurses out there, but, like, from what I've heard, like, they do unfortunately kind of get bullied out of, you know, the medical field.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me so glad I never listened to my family who told me, like, go into the medical field, Charlie, you're so smart. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't, because I'm pretty sure I would have gotten bullied out of it pretty quickly.
You think I think you'd stand up to him. I think...
No, I'm a wuss.
Wow.
I'm a huge wuss. That's why I don't start anything with anyone, because I just know I'm going to lose.
You gotta look at life different than that, Charlie. You gotta look at it as a different way of living. I just got a gift sent to me.
What was it?
Heart.
Oh, is it? I didn't know people could send gifts on Facebook.
Yeah, you can send. Are they gifs or gifs?
Oh, I thought you said gift.
No, I thought. Is it gifs or gifs? Like the moving picture.
I know what you're talking about. It's just I personally say GIF, even though the creator of it said it's supposed to be pronounced GIF, but I don't believe that. That's fake news to me.
It's fake news.
Just because
even
it's
though
like,
the creator said it, it's fake news.
Because it doesn't make any sense. It's a G, so wouldn't it be a hard G and not a soft G? It's just if you want it to be GIF, then why didn't you spell it J? Yeah. Or
like
did
a peanut
he,
butter.
Or yeah, was he afraid he'd probably get sued for that because of trademarking or?
No, I love it when people send me things like that, but yeah, it's nice to finally be done looking. To tell you what.
Oh yeah.
That sucked.
Well.
I was in here every day, like Charlie. No one likes me. And I just had to wait.
You remind me of me when I was a teenager.
Really?
I'm sorry, but, like, that's, like, I remember that's exactly how I was back in the day, just being like, why doesn't anyone like me back? Why can't I find love? And unfortunately, with that mindset, I just jumped on to whoever gave me attention the most.
That's
that was a bad
slope.
Idea.
Yeah. Stay away from those guys.
Nobody in my high school wanted to date me, so literally my first boyfriend lived 2 states away.
Oh, yeah. Was he from Montana or something?
No. Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky. Yeah, because I made fun of him for you being a step up from his cousin.
He told me, well...
He turned out to be a D-bag too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, here's the thing. Like, this is something I do, Austin just texted me. Are there any live reads for tonight's games?
The owner's working on that.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well... Oh, well, sorry. I thought you were going to say something.
No.
But, oh, shoot. Where was I going with this? I was just, Oh, yeah. Something that kind of, I don't know, was like, that kind of messed me up after our relationship ended. There were a lot of things he said and did, being like, oh, I would break up with you if this happened or if that happened. You know, something that's out of my own control.
Like what? Give us an example.
No, you can't. I'd rather not
okay,
say.
Sorry.
No, you're good. And then, I don't know, there was just one day I let my curiosity get the better of me. Well, I've had him blocked on my Facebook for like nearly 10 years now.
Yeah.
So there was one day, and this was, I was in a different relationship. So just I told him like, hey, can I look up my ex on Facebook? Uh-huh. And like, he knew it wasn't like, you know, because like,
still considering, because he knew he was a D-bag.
Oh, yeah, he knew. Yeah. I think we were both curious about how he turned out after him dating me. Yeah. And at the time, he was with this girl. And I'll just say that some of her life choices had a lot to do, were the same things that this boyfriend said, oh, I would leave you if this happened or that happened. So it made me think, okay, well, he had such different standards for me. And I see him treating this woman, hopefully, a lot nicer than he ever treated me. Like, what was it about me that made him treat me like crap?
WTH.
Like, that really, like, that messed me up for a while, because I'm just, though granted, you know, it had been years, maybe he finally learned to be a better person, but it kind of made me feel like crap, because it's like, again, why did he say, oh, I'm gonna leave you if this, and this happens, and he's with a girl who has been through those things. So, like, what the...
Charlie, I'm sorry, man. You just deserve so much better. You do. You do.
But like I told you about the way I was in college. I was a...
What do you think? Karma's coming back to get you?
Yeah, it's been whooping my butt ever since.
Well, I can't just imagine you as a bad person.
I was.
No.
I was. Ask anybody.
You're making out with guys at the bar New Year's Eve after throwing up in the bathroom. Oh, gross. Come on, it gets better.
No. There was like another incident. So they used to have this thing here in Mount Pleasant called Centennial Nights. Do you know where Centennial Hall is downtown in Mount Pleasant?
No.
Okay, so it's just like a place, like a rental space, you know, where you can have your wedding reception or those kind of events. Well, it used to be, it was every now and then they would have this thing called Centennial Nights where they just kind of turned it into a nightclub.
Yeah.
And there was one year I went for Halloween with me and a guy friend.
What'd you dress up as?
We dressed up as Jay and Silent Bob.
I'm sorry.
You've never heard of Jay and Silent Bob?
You gonna kill me?
Have you ever seen any Kevin Smith movie ever? Those are like what, like
probably.
If you like look up a picture of them, you'll probably recognize them. But anyway, I was Jay and my friend was Silent Bob.
Yeah.
And like we weren't dating.
Who are these guys? I don't recognize them.
What? If you've ever seen Clerks or they have their own movie, Jay and Silent Bob.
Should I click on the
back.
Video or could it be bad?
Yeah, no. Kevin Smith movies are very vulgar, so you probably don't want to do that. But, and this was a friend.
Oh, yeah, I told you.
Yeah, very R-rated dialogue in his movies. But, So, and this was a friend who we weren't dating yet, but he kind of had a thing for me and he made it pretty known. Oh. And at some point in the night, I start talking to this guy who's dressed up as the bunny from Donnie Darko. Like, he's even got like the suit and everything. He literally had to like take his like head off in order to talk to me. So I was like, oh, that's a really... And then at some point he's like, oh, you want to go outside for some fresh air? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then I tell my friend, like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go talk to this guy.
Yeah.
We run off somewhere downtown. And
no
then
way.
He's like, oh, I think you're really cute, by the way. Which that still blows my mind because
you're dressed up like a guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were many girls at this place in way more skimpier Halloween costumes than I. Why is he hitting on me?
Hmm.
But he was just like, oh, I think you're really cute. And then, yeah, all of a sudden, nah, 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 nah. And then I don't even remember the dude's name. But then I did tell him, like, hey, we should. And then he's like, oh, you want to go back to my house? And I'm like, we need to go back to Centennial Nights. My friend is still there.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, we walk back. And then, yeah, my friend, he is outside and he is pissed off. He knows exactly what happened.
Dina, come on in. That mic's all yours. Come on in.
I can't. I got too much on my plate.
You got too much on your plate to come and talk to us? You, yeah, we're on the air. You don't want to come talk? Okay. What do we do?
Should I take another break?
Yeah,
or?
You take another break. I'll just sit here and count flowers on the wall.
Okay.
Wish I could help you, but I gotta hold down the fort. It's due today? Okay, and it's not done?
No, because, like, wasn't it supposed to be Remington?
Anyway, so let them talk for a second. I will keep the conversation going. Yeah, can you give us, like, 5 more minutes? We'll wrap things up in here. All right. Sorry. Anyway, business, actual real work is calling.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to come be on the show. I mean, what a Debbie Downer.
Oh,
all right. So if you want to see what we're doing on Facebook Live before the show, we do like a pre-show and then we do an after show. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/random overflow. facebook.com/random overflow. Go check us out. Hit that like button. So when we go live, you'll know about it. And then you'll get to hear a little bit of behind the scenes of what's going on here. Anyway, Random Overflow 2025, all rights reserved. See, I need more channels on this because yeah. My music is. There we go. Now let's try it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There we go. And Charlie making out with the guy at at the nightclub after she threw up.
Disgusting.
One more time.
Disgusting.
Okay. All right. So this is Random Overflow. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We'll catch you next time. I'm sorry, Charlie.
Thanks for tuning in to Random Overflow. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/randomoverflow.